We go outside for that, sir. Yeah. So he didn't marry that girl. That one. And then okay, we go with the other one. The plainer one. What else? And you don't have anyone on your list? Yeah. No, I know. But Radhanath Swami tells the story of Prabhupada's birthplace. Have you heard this? Prabhupada's birthplace is known now in Calcutta. You heard the story? That's funny. They heard that it was found, and they got the rights for this, and they meet a man. It's in a slum area now. But they meet the man, and he says, I will take you there. But when we get there, don't bow down or start dancing because we don't want anyone to know that this is Prabhupada's birthplace, or the price will go through the roof. The price of the property here will go, you know. So I'll take you there, but just don't make a big thing about it. He walks them through the streets in these slums. There's little street urchins sitting around. And they get closer and closer, and all the little kids go, Prabhupada birthplace, Prabhupada birthplace. I didn't hear. We don't have a mic. The songbook I wrote, because when I found in India, in all the temples in Vrindavan and Navadvip, they sang more songs than Harinam. And in America, all we had was Sangsaradava Parit, Panchatatra, and Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, and Govinda, Yasoda Nandan, Yasomati, maybe not Yasomati Nandan, but just Govinda. One of the Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya, that's all. And there were so many songs with, you know. So I'd asked Sridhar Maharaj, what is so many singing? And only about 5 minutes, 10 minutes of Hare Krishna. And then he said, they are not replacements for, I put this in the book, I hope it's still there. Because I knew that we should not run away with music. That's a whole nother topic. But he said these are the expansions, these are the explanations of the Maha Mantra, and not replacements. So I put the first songbook, I put how many songs were regularly said, Damodar Ashtakam, for different festivals. And the editing is good. You hear me out there? The editing improved the book. It's good for the book. Made it better, clearer. You know who you are. What? And they edited again. It got even better the second time. It's in about the fourth. They did another one in 2010. What? The songbook. Because I needed to make it clear. I wasn't sure. Yeah. Sridhar Maharaj is God brother. Well, Sridhar Maharaj It was a standing order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati that all his sannyasis preach in the West. And he told Sridhar Maharaj, they're all, I'm sending them in sannyasi dress and they're coming back in suits. Instead of converting them, they're getting converted. And I know if you go, Bhakti Sridhar Maharaj, you will keep it real and keep it pure. He never went. He had bad health. This happened, that happened, he never went. He felt very weak for that. And then when Prabhupada was there, he wrote back to Sridhar Maharaj several times, you know, that I don't think I can make a mission here. You have that book, The Beginning? See, the diary of 1965. Year, the whole year is there. Oh. 66 it was. So, I don't think I can make a mission here. The people are all rude. Yeah. Especially New York. I called in a radio show here, a local radio show, Connor calling. I said, I moved here about 3 years ago, and the people are so nice here. It's not like New York. And Sridhar Maharaj wrote back, start a mission in America or die there. It's your last hope. And I had asked Sridhar Maharaj, what is Prabhupada's rasa? Can you tell me? And he said, yes, I can tell you, but not now. I have to take a rest or I have to do something. He was so weak. Every day I thought he may not live. Once he said to me, last week I thought I might go away. He was so ill. They said it was only about 10% of his heart and arteries clear. He wasn't supposed to live as long as he did anyway. So he wouldn't tell me, and I had to wait a whole night wondering, you know, this question. And the next day he called me up to his veranda and starts in telling me about tattva. And I'm going, you were going to tell me Prabhupada's rasa. I thought, well, this is a very esoteric question. And Sri Maharaj also, like Prabhupada, was saying, you know, don't go into the like the sahajis and just go only into Madhurya rasa without knowing tattva. But he said, his rasa, yes, I can tell you, his rasa must be Madhurya because of his attraction to kirtan. So that's the quality of Madhurya is audarja, compassion. It's not enough that I will be selfish and just have my own. I must engage others and bring in more and more and others to spread. And he said he is empowered and I'm regarding him as a Shaktiyavesh avatar. Yeah, one. The one who did not come around, but he told me if he... What is the one who had the court case for this? Mother Mohan Day. And Prabhupada said, you can preach to him because he might come and be a devotee. Because when I was a young man and he was a little boy, I brought him to Bhaktisiddhanta and I said, show him your mercy. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, no. And some weeks later, months later, he said, show him your mercy, Maharaj. He said, no. Then some years later, he's still a little boy, maybe 7 years old, 8 years old, without Prabhupada asking, Prabhupada, I better not ask anymore. And once he said, now I show you my mercy. Just like that. And he sat him on his lap. He said, so he may have something that will catch, but he did not.
Yes. Can you share the power that led up that you went to Srila Prabhupada?
I didn't go with him. I went. Kirananda went first. I went after. But Prabhupada had a heart attack and wanted to leave his body in Vrindavan. And I followed a few months later. Then Kirananda took sannyas, came back, and I stayed with Prabhupada. I'm not sure the date. When did he leave? It would be in the Lilamrita. When did he leave? Because when he came back to America, he left Calcutta over the Pacific Way to San Francisco to be met somewhere by Shyam Sundar. So Kirtananda went. I met Prabhupada, rejoined Prabhupada in September 67. Kirtananda had already gone with him in June. And then I joined them in September, and I was with him. How long did he? Because we're getting more and more letters, more and more. You needed to show this to get a visa, that you had students, or a business, or some response from America to get a visa. Yeah, and Prabhupada was there. The Prabhupada had already returned to India in 70. So 67 September till when? September, October, November. Where? New York? So I was with him probably from September to then, just him and I. And I would cook and massage and that's where I discovered Brahma Sanghita. I was telling, Prabhupada said, open Brahma Sanghita, read something. And I opened up to Venun Kwanantam Maravinda Dalaya Taksham Rahavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam. And Prabhupada said, yes, Krishna's form and qualities are not the composition of ideas and philosophers to see beautiful things and imagine that they exist in one person. Now read what my Guru Maharaj has said. Open it up. Krishna is not a compilation of the poetic ideas of beautiful thoughts. Everybody said, this is parampara preaching. I did not memorize. I did not know that was the purport there. I didn't memorize it. But this is parampara preaching. I want to hear others. Who's on your list?
Next on my list is Mother Vaikunthi.
Okay. Any more? One more? While she makes her way up here to the mic, slowly. What?
If Prabhupada was happy to be able to direct here, from 50 years, he must be very happy to be living at the time happening.
Well, he felt like his preaching. He conquered New York by having Ratha Yatra on Fifth Avenue. That was really. I mean, it is amazing. It's impossible to have a Ratha Yatra of Lord Jagannath in Fifth Avenue, New York City, in such a short time. His question is right. Just like I think, like if you know the year by year or decade by decade story of Gainesville, they're really not. They're never supposed to have food on a campus, religion on a campus. Religious food on a campus, books on a campus, and step by step, every time these complaints came up, it was avoided. It's a miracle. It's just a miracle. It's Yoga Maya doing a switcheroo on that. It couldn't. How can it last 35 years? Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada, it's a very hard act to follow. Chaitananda Prabhu. It's been about 5 years since I've been to India, so I don't know, I guess I'm kind of longing for India, and probably all of you know this picture. The doors on Prabhupada's house from the outside. I was going to speak a few of some of the qualities of Srila Prabhupada and his continuing potency. First of all, I was thinking of Prabhupada's humility. Once in Delhi, New Delhi, we spent the whole night in the Bengali Market Temple cleaning out Prabhupada's room because he was coming the next morning. And after working all night, Tejas Prabhu decided, oh no, he should stay at a life member's house. So I was heartbroken because I served the deities all day long, and that meant I wouldn't have Prabhupada's association. But he did send me over with the garland to greet Prabhupada there. And actually, Prabhupada's room wasn't even ready. They were cleaning his room, and he came in the door. I gave him the garland, and he sat on the coat rack. He just sat there, maybe 20 minutes, patiently waiting for them to prepare his room and chanting japa. Prabhupada was very humble. He was very patient and full of, and so much full of love, and we can't imagine what he was thinking of. We know who he was thinking of, and he could be very patient. And the other point is, thinking of Prabhupada's determination, I think it was in Shruti Kirti's book. I was reading again how Prabhupada said those years from the time he was in Vrindavan to the time when he was able to come to the United States, he wrote so many letters. He was writing to this person, to that person. He had such big plans, and nobody would even respond to him. And then he had that program in Jhansi, and he wasn't having such a good response. And there was a women's club, some group that wanted that building that he had, or he had rented. So in humility, he invited his godbrothers, I think Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Maharaj and a few others, to come and to assess the situation. And they told him, you know, we think it's not good you stay here. Why don't you come with us to Mathura? So Prabhupada took his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deity, which is still there in Mathura, and he lived in that mat for a while. But still he's thinking, how can I preach, how can I fulfill the desire of my spiritual master? And I was just in Los Angeles, and Nagapatni was telling me a story that she said Brahmananda had told somewhere, that when Prabhupada finally achieved the Los Angeles world headquarters, and he had his rooms, and he was kind of thinking, oh, now this is very nice. And I don't remember exactly how the story goes. Maybe somebody else heard the story better. But somehow there was a discussion, an argument, between Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Dwarkadish. And somehow Prabhupada understood, I can't just stay here. I have to go back to India. Because although this was my mission, it's not stopped here in America. And then, of course, he went back to India, and that is a whole other story, how he transformed India. I was thinking, too, Prabhupada, he was kind of the original environmentalist. They said that when Prabhupada would use a piece of paper, an envelope that would come to him, he would write notes on every piece of a part of the paper. He didn't waste anything. And when we were in Vrindavan, that was in 1974, it was very clear, I think there was 3 rupees to be spent on each devotee for devotee maintenance. And I remember Yamuna, she kind of had it figured out. We were having bale juice and fried something that we didn't have regular prasadam. Things were kind of a little disorganized then, but he didn't want us to waste one rupee. He was so... Lakshmi was Krishna. And of course, he taught us that trees are living entities, the animals, how to really care for them. I see there's a problem, actually, because so many people want to be vegan now. But I don't think Prabhupada would agree with the vegan solution. That's okay, Father. Can't hear. Okay. Prabhupada never instructed us to be vegan, but at the same time, we understand the vegan argument that the cows are mistreated. So I think we need to confront this in the way that we teach, that we can't take the milk of the cow, but of course we've got to take care of the cows and we can't let them slaughter. In California, they were limiting the price of milk, so the dairy farmers were going broke. And what they did was they sold their dairy cows to slaughter. So that would be the solution if everybody became vegan, and we don't want that. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was that Prabhupada's potency isn't limited. In Villa Vrindavan in Italy, I met a girl, a woman. She's an industrial engineer. Her husband has a very big business. She was watching Prabhupada on YouTube. And just a 10-minute Prabhupada presentation on YouTube convinced her and changed her whole life around. She just came back from Vrindavan. She's worshiping Radha Krishna, Gauranitai, and chanting 16 rounds a day, and very, very serious. And I think somebody said earlier today, don't be surprised by the first devotees. Be surprised by the ones who come later. And I can really see that so many quality people are coming. So I'll stop there and let somebody else speak. It's always very difficult to have this day when Prabhupada has left. And yet he hasn't left us, as we've heard so many people say today. And it's been very beautiful to be with devotees and to hear all the Prabhupada katha. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Jai Shri Prabhupada, Mahananda Prabhu. And then we have another Gopa Patni.
I'm really not a public speaker. I don't really know why I did this. I had the idea I would talk a little bit about why Prabhupada is as good as Krishna. We always say that the pure devotee, that he's as good as Krishna. And since Prabhupada left so long ago, some people are almost, I mean, they're grandfathers now. If they were born when Prabhupada left our view, some of them are grandparents already. So I don't know if I can pull this off, but I'd like to speak a little bit about why Srila Prabhupada is as good as Krishna. This is my notes here. To understand the answer to this question, first we should try to understand who is a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. The position of a devotee like this divine grace is one of complete surrender. Because he has taken complete shelter of Krishna, he has become completely Krishnaized. Like the example of the iron and the fire, the iron takes on all the qualities of the fire. So because Srila Prabhupada has taken complete shelter of Krishna, he has become as good as Krishna. In fact, the Vedas enjoin that a Mahabhagwat guru, like our beloved Srila Prabhupada, that he is nothing less than the external manifestation of Supersoul. There is Krishna from within as Paramatma, and then there is the external manifestation standing before us as the fully surrendered pure devotee. The material energy no longer exists in the form of such Mahabhagavat, because Krishna is manifesting through such a pure devotee, a surrendered soul. The material modes of ignorance and passion, or even material goodness for that matter, no longer have any influence over such a pure soul. A disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who understands his fully transcendental nature, knows that whatever has been said or whatever has been done by Srila Prabhupada, whatever he has done, is also fully transcendental and is not at all subject to the laws of material nature. This explicit faith in the bona fide guru is absolutely required. Quote, to anyone who has full faith in the Supreme Personality Godhead and the spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedic literature is revealed. He does not have to seek separately, unquote. So as disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we see our beloved guru like this. He is as good as Krishna because he is the most confidential servant of Krishna. We know that when such a great soul takes complete shelter of Krishna, that Krishna protects him in all circumstances. We also know that Krishna is completely manifesting himself through him, empowering Srila Prabhupada in all aspects of his life. He has no life except Krishna. He has no opinion that is different from Krishna's opinion. And whatever he is doing in all of his activities, Krishna is doing through him because he has surrendered 100%. To hear him means to hear Krishna. We also know that some bodily flaw does not disqualify him. The fact that he may say number fool one or skyscraper, when he meant to say, fool number one or skyscraper, does not indicate that he is influenced by the modes of nature. His perfection is that he has surrendered his life totally to Krishna and Krishna's activities 100%. And because of this, he is not prone to the influence of Maya, such as preaching under the influence of some tradition or some college education or upbringing. And for a person to suggest that a fully realized surrender Mahabhagwat, who is empowered fully by Krishna, to act entirely on his behalf in spreading Krishna's glories all over the world, that he can be influenced by such material modes, this is greatly offensive. So that's pretty much what I had in mind. I guess I pulled it off. work. I'm not a public speaker. I don't know how people can be relaxed up here. It scares me to death, but here I am. I'm going to try to get used to it because I'd like to be up here more. But I would like to tell one little pastime of Srila Prabhupada. One time in Chicago, when we opened Chicago like 44 years ago, my wife, Ladini, she was pujari and cooked and everything else, and we had deities. And she would make these very opulent meals, 8-course meals, 3 meals a day, and there was only like 6 of us here. So 3 meals a day, we had to eat this Mahabhashanam that was to die for. And I can honestly say that I remember falling down. I remember my consciousness at each meal, it would just go down further and further until we would just be like almost rolling on the ground, you know, laughing and having a great time. And it was quite bewildering because I was sort of a new devotee. So I wrote to Srila Prabhupada and I said, Prabhupada, what should I do? Because I thought, well, whatever he tells me to do, I just do that. It's easy, you know. So he wrote me back. Most people heard of this letter, Mahananda. My dear Mahananda, please accept my blessings. First of all, decide how much you can eat and then eat half of that. And then fill your belly 1/4 full of water and leave the rest for air. And you say, this will make for good digestion. And that word for word, I remember every word. Well, I wasn't able to do it because, you know, you guys must understand that. I had only been in the movement maybe a year or less, and all my passion, all my everything went into the food. And to try to stop eating, I just couldn't do it. And then I wasn't obeying Prabhupada, and I was really in a dilemma. So I wrote to Srila Prabhupada. No, I didn't. I already wrote him, and he wrote me back. So I hit Sarai. Rupa Nuga was on his way to New York City to see Srila Prabhupada, and he was in a van. He had a driver, so he let me ride in the back, and I went with him. And when I got to New York, I was more of a nobody then than I ever am, I guess. They wouldn't let me see Prabhupada. So Krishna, I guess, super soul, he gave me some intelligence, and I wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. And I put it in an envelope and put his name on the front and licked it and sealed it and slid it under his door. Of course, nobody else could open that. And it wasn't, I walked down the temple, I went in the temple room and I was licking my wounds and I was thinking, oh, And I heard, Mahananda, Srila Prabhupada wants to see you in his room right away. So, they marched me up and they put me in his room and closed the door, and I was alone with Srila Prabhupada. That alone was enough to give a 22-year-old a heart attack. So Prabhupada asked me, what is the matter? And I was stuttering and stammering and trying to explain to Prabhupada. I was actually trying to get Prabhupada on the mental plane so that he could, you know, help me to understand where I was at. You know, I could understand if he'd only get on the mental plane with me. And, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I do remember he said 2 things, and he said the same thing both times. He said, you cannot incur sin by eating prasadam. And then he repeated it. You cannot incur sin by eating prasada. And I was still, but well, you know, like that. And he looked at me, and you could hear the bell out in the hall, and he said, Archie's going on. I said, yes, but Archie's going on. And he says, simply go to Archie, like that. And so I got up, offered my obeisances. But I really learned from that, because now if I have any difficulty, Prabhupada told me, just go to Archie. So I just, when I'm having trouble, I just go to Archie and, you know, pray to Krishna. So I think that's all I have. Thank you.
Mother Gopa Patni.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for coming to America and spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you for translating all the books to give us this transcendental knowledge. You say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy, yet it is through your causeless mercy our ears are opening to his message of love of Godhead. Through your kindness and compassion for the fallen conditioned souls, you are giving us prema bhakti. I have started this journal to relish what Srila Prabhupada has translated for the benefit of the conditioned souls of the world, me being one of the most covered. I pray I will become more sincere and Krishna will reveal this knowledge to me in my heart by the grace of my spiritual master, his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. I also pray that I may help spread this message somehow, somewhere, someday. I like to keep a journal when I read my association with Srila Prabhupada is through his Vani instructions. I became a devotee in 1975. I got to see Srila Prabhupada in 1976 in his glorious Rath Yatra in New York City. And then Srila Prabhupada left in 1977. So I take his wonderful association through his books. And as I read his books, I like to write down certain things that, like, really, sometimes if you're feeling very morose or out of it, you can just pick up a book, any book of Srila Prabhupada, and you just pray to Prabhupada to help you to answer. And it's like he answers it for you as you open the book, wherever you open the book. I also take shelter of the little Prabhupada calendars, the ones every day. And this is from the Srila Prabhupada calendar on December 4th. Krishna is ready to talk to you. He has come. He has descended in his Archamurti to talk with you, to be visible to you. Now, you make yourself ready and fit to talk with Krishna. Then he will exchange conversation. This is possible. He wrote that in Bombay on December 4th, 1974. The prayers by Queen Kunti in the first canto, part 2, text 37. In the material world, to be dependent on the mercy of someone else is the utmost sign of misfortune.
But in our transcendental relation with the Lord, it is the most fortunate case. When we can live completely dependent on Him. But the highest goal of human civilization is to work hard under the guidance of the Lord and become completely dependent upon Him. Completely dependent. Do not depend on anything material. When one is not dependent on anything material, then one becomes free from material nature, totally dependent on Krishna. That was from an excerpt. I really relish anything Prabhupada has to say about deities. And I really relish his humility to his own spiritual master. And in an excerpt from a Vyasa Puja speech in February 1936 to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and it was on the disappearance that I wrote this down in 2006. Personally, this is Srila Prabhupada speaking, personally, I have no hope for direct service for the coming course of birth of the sojourn of my life. But I am confident that someday or other I shall be delivered from this mire of delusion in which I am presently sunk. Therefore, with all my earnestness, pray at the lotus feet of my divine master to allow me to suffer the lot for which I am destined due to my past misdoings. But to let me have this power of recollection that I am nothing but a tiny servant of the Almighty Godhead, realized through the unflinching mercy of my Divine Master. Let me therefore bow at his lotus feet with all humility at my command. Jai Shri Krishna. With all humility at my command. I'm taking an excerpt from the book, By His Example, by Gurudas. I'm sure everybody's read it. Yes? If not, try to find a copy. Borrow it. It's not in print anymore. And this is Gurudas speaking himself about his relationship with Prabhupada. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would confide in me in a soft voice. And I would reveal my inner thoughts while he allowed our elbows to touch. I drank in the fragrance of saffron and sandalwood, mustard oil and champak flowers that signified his presence. His divine lotus hands bandaged my foot one night in Vrindavan. He looked deeply into my soul and smiled kindly. That smile felt like an ocean washing over and protecting me. When Swamiji smiled, that smile became my beacon and my shelter. On page 231 in this book, By His Example, by Gurudas, I can't remember if the very end of the book or not, but it's just so amazing. Swami Bhaktivedanta put his toe into the waters of material nature, and slowly small ripples of purification changed the polluted mire into pure, fresh, liquid devotion. His divine presence agitated the waters of nescience, and these waves of purity have agitated the whole ocean. Each drop of purity that his followers add to this world, each sincere recitation of the holy names that we pass on, bears fruit to the prophecy that Hare Krishna will be heard in every town and village on the planet. Not a day goes by without his guidance. The Guru lives through his teaching. I carry on by Prabhupada's instructions, words, his caresses and by his example. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
But obviously I don't qualify to be here, but it's only by the causeless mercy of the devotees and my Guru Maharaj. I wanted to just read a little bit a poem that my Guru Maharaj wrote to Srila Prabhupada this year for his appearance. But before that, I wanted to share a few experiences that I have, because Srila Prabhupada, he's so present and he's so potent and he's so amazing, and he just never stopped in bewildering you with his mercy. You know, I remember one time, what was this company when you net that you could download music for free? Remember that they shut it down? The first company. Huh?
Napster.
So I remember when Napster came out, you know, everybody was like into downloading music for free and everything. So I was in Orlando and I went to a friend's house, and he's like, I'm not computer or nothing, you know, I only check my email. But he was like so excited, you know, he told me, man, you know this thing about Napster? You can put anything in this Napster and you can download it for free. And I'm like, really? Anything? He goes, yeah, anything. Let's try it. He said, okay, let's try it. You put Srila Prabhupada, you know, and then, you know, I spell it, and he said, okay, wow, here it is. I was in shock. I was like, oh my God, Srila Prabhupada. So I told him, okay, just play a little bit of Srila Prabhupada. And I tell you this, you know, never forget this day. When the first sound of the karta of Srila Prabhupada, Bhajan Jayoradama, when the first kartal hit, the atmosphere of the room completely changed. Completely. I was like, I have goosebumps in my, I mean, I was obviously, you know, I was feeling that, but the thing is that I closed my eyes because I was feeling this amazing feeling of tranquility, and I was just feeling so good. And then when I opened my eyes, I see my friend, which is like, you know, I mean, you have nothing to know about Krishna, nothing. He has tears flowing down of his eyes. And he's looking at me with terror in his eyes. He's like, what's going on with me? Fernando, what's happening? What's happening to me? You know, and I just told him, just feel what you're feeling. Don't worry about it. Just feel what you're feeling. And then we just listened to the Hoja Ramava, and he was just sobbing and sobbing and sobbing, and I was like feeling, wow, why this person is feeling such a deep thing? The potency of Srila Prabhupada sound vibration is so amazing. And then, you know, when we finished, you know, he couldn't even talk. So we were like in a 1 or 2 minute silence, and then I told him, you tell me what you feel right now. You tell me what you're feeling right now. He says, I feel like I lost my greatest friend. And then I told him, no, you haven't lost it yet. Hold on 1 second. And then I went to my car and I give him, you know, Srila Prabhupada's signs of self-realization, you know. And I told him, you know, you want to know about this person, he's here. So even though he's not a devotee of Krishna, you know, I just went to visit him like 4 months ago to his house. And he has the book of Srila Prabhupada in his nightstand, you know, and he tells me that he still reads a little bit of Srila Prabhupada's book. So Srila Prabhupada, thank you for your miracle. Anyway, I wanted to share that. Also, I wanted to share that Srila Prabhupada makes miracles every day. And one of the miracles that Prabhupada makes is here, right here, sitting in this temple, is Carlos. Carlitos, he's pulling me out of my maya. He came to a festival, he met Prabhupada, the devotees, he started reading Prabhupada's books. He ordered from Krishna.com every deity that you can imagine. if you go to his house, you know, I mean, he's making his mother a devotee, and he's been chanting Hare Krishna for 2 months. So, I don't know, can I read this? Okay, so my Guru Maharaj wrote this to Srila Prabhupada, and he says, what would have happened if Srila Prabhupada didn't came or didn't come? If Srila Prabhupada had not come, what would have happened? How could we have passed our lives? Who else would have distributed the unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda Jai, Radha Shyam, Krishna Balarango Nitai? Who else would have distributed the unlimited mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga all over the world? Which other compassionate person would have endeavored to deliver the miscreants, sinful, impersonalistic, and voidistic people of the West? Who else we have come to distribute Harinam to them? Who else we have come to forward to transform them into a civilized beings? Who else we have taught them how to worship the deity form of Lord Hari day and night with Arti Kirtan and how to conduct the Ratra Yatra and other grand festivals? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita contain the essence of the nectarian mellows of love for Godhead. Who else would have explained those scriptures so clearly and beautifully? Who else would have tolerated all difficulties and distributed Harinam with a pleasant heart? Who would have been giving us the dams such as Mayapur, Vrindavan, and Jagannath Puri? The teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu constitute the greatest and most auspicious treasure. Who else would have engaged us in constantly practicing and preaching it? Sisi Nitai Gaura are desired trees of love of Godhead, desiring a drop of their mercy. Yapataka's heart incessantly takes shelter of your divine grace. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Should we have one more? No, okay. So, Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Radhe, 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 Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Shama Sundar, Sham Sundar, Radhe, 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 Sham Sundar, Shama Sundar, Radhe. Thank you.
Radhe Radhe Shama Sundar Shyam Sundara Radhe 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 Shama Sundar Shama Sundara Radhe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe Shama Sundar Shama Sundara Radhe 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 Shama Sundar Shama Sundara Radhe. Radhe Radhe Shama Sundar Shama Sundar Radhe 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 Shama Sundar Shama Sundar Radhe. Radhe Radhe Shama Sunda Shama Sunda Radhe 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 Shama Sunda Shama Sunda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Shama Sundar Shama Sundar Radhe 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 Shama Sundar Shama Sundar Radhe. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai.